Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking the end of the year money checklist with Doug Bonaparth.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
We've all spent more time with family lately. It can feel like old times, but your mind is on the future too, and what you can do to shape it. At Sandy Spring Bank, we work with clients to help them grow and protect their money with wealth management, trust services, and insurance, so they can enjoy today and ultimately pass along their wealth. We believe real banking is a conversation. Let's talk about your dreams. Visit sandyspringbank.com/wealth. Wealth and insurance products are not FDIC insured, not guaranteed, and may lose value.
Doug, it is always a pleasure to have you on the podcast as kind of our resident CFP expert. For the listeners who don't know about you, can you give a little intro about who you are and what you do for a living?
Yes, the brag part. I like this part. So my name is Douglas Bonaparth, and I'm New York City's financial advisor for millennials. I'm the CFP board ambassador for New York. I'm the co-author of The Millennial Money Fix, and I'll cap it at those three. Essentially, I make a living helping hardworking young professionals, millennials, and entrepreneurs achieve the great things in life. And without a doubt, I love what I do.
That is awesome. Yes, we love people who love what they do. So we're on this podcast, we're talking about the end of the year money checklist. And I always find the end of the year, beginning of the year to be a really good time to kind of help people, you know, focus around getting their financial house in order. What do you think makes the end of the year kind of this time when people really start dialing into their money situation?
Yeah, it's one of those like reflection periods, right? And normally I've written about this. I'm not like a big fan of like the I know this is what the podcast's about today, but you know, it's this notion that we get to the end of the year and we look back and it's reflective and what do we want to do differently? And the same can be said for the New Year's resolution, but that's psychologically why it's happening, right? It makes it easy to say, hey, I'm going to think about what I've done here and what I'd like to change. So I get that, but really, you know, when it comes to addressing your financial life, any time is a good time to do that. Don't wait just because it's the end of the year or the start of something new or something has happened in your life. Be proactive. But for the sake of this podcast today, here we are, and it's time to reflect.
Yeah, and I think that's good advice because, you know, even when I've worked with people in the past, they've said to me like, oh, that's a really good tip or suggestion. You know what? I'm going to wait till the end of the year or the beginning of the year before I think about that, you know? And I think that's a real awakening point for people of, you know what? These are things you can think about and focus on any time of the year.
Yeah, that's the key here. You know, there's always room for financial self-improvement. And the underlying or underpinning thing is to always be proactive, not just how you're planning, right? Financial planning, how you're planning for your life, but proactive ultimately in the decisions you're making, the financial decisions you're making for your life. I'd really, really love that to be kind of, you know, the modality or the, you know, the standard way in which we all operate. That's the mission.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, let's start with something that, you know, a lot of people feel is kind of fluff when it comes to money. And it, I think it's something that's super important. And it's, you know, wrapping your head around goals, really thinking about what you want your life to look like, and then planning around it. How do you go about setting these goals and then finding out, you know, financial solutions to wrap around those?
Yeah, I have a great system anyone can put in place. And it you know, it was born from being told by somebody, hey, you're a financial advisor. If you just ask me what my goals are, I'm going to be so turned off and run the other way. And I was like, okay, this person has clearly been asked that a few times by some advisors. We have to go further. So let's do that. Let's go further and talk about this system. So naturally, the first one is to identify your goals. Yes, you kind of need to know what it is you want to achieve if you have any hope of achieving a goal. So identification, you know, there's no shortage of standard, almost cliche ones, retirement, paying off student loans, starting a family, buying a house, starting a business, all of these things, you know, but you get to choose what they are. But the second and third ones to the system are where we go deeper. The second is to quantify them. We need to be measurable. And two ways I want you to do that. The first is to do that by time, and the second is by value. So when is it that you want to achieve said goal, and how much is that goal going to cost? And the how much is it going to cost can be very simple or can be very complex. Simple and like, you know, I need X amount of money in 3 years, there's the time component, for this house, or I want to pay back my loans. And you can run really relatively easy math on that. And some of the long-term goals are a little harder, like I wanted to achieve financial independence. Well, bust out your financial calculators or some software to get that one done. But again, it is solvable. And lastly, as part of this system is, and I kind of think this is my most, the most important one, which is priority, goal prioritization. And this is the notion that you have limited financial resources, right? Because if you could save for all, you know, if you were absolutely wealthy, you could just go do, you know, just go ahead, buy the house, retire, whatever it is. But obviously, we have finite financial.
Most of us, yeah. Most of us don't live in that world.
We're trying to get there. The vast majority of us need to understand, you know, how to allocate our savings and what we can potentially save. So priority lets us know which goals go to the top of the order and which goals might need to be pushed out. Like, and again, I always use this example. When my wife Heather got pregnant, all of a sudden buying a home went from like second or third up to number one, and accelerating student loan debt payment, you know, went down in priority. Retirement definitely fell down in priority, things like that. So, and look, and the last thing I'll say, and we can kind of move on from this goal system, is when you are setting your goals and doing this system, I want you to kind of put your blinders on. This is you. No one can tell you, you know, what you should be accomplishing and what's right for you. I can't tell you how many times people have said, I can't believe, you know, you bought a house with this much in student loan debt, or you didn't max out your 401k. I'm like, you know, that's none of your business. It's not just it's none of your business, but
I didn't know this was your life, you know, like it's,
right.
It's my life and I made these decisions and I did it in a, in an informed way. So there's that, that critical component. So there's your goal system. Get this like in place, ASAP, end of year, great time to do it. Get your direction in life, you know, and a financial direction at that.
Yeah. And that's like real, I think, honest advice, which is awesome, is that, you know, you might not hit all of these goals in the particular time that you want to. And that's all right. Life happens and things change. And, you know, we don't always have to play, you know, there aren't, you know, I always tell people there aren't 10 steps to something and you have to check off all 10 steps or you're not successful. You know, it just doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. Just recognize the subjectivity that is incorporated here and the self-honesty you need to have. And, you know, maybe we'll talk about it throughout this, this conversation today, but the patience, you know, discipline and patience have to come together here to really allow yourself to execute on achieving your goal. So, you know, it, look at that. We just went from, you know, well, what are your goals to like a full-fledged system of analyzing this stuff. And this is not a 15 minute exercise. You know, obviously get it done sooner than later, but this is heavy thinking. You know, go to your happy place, go do your meditation and reflect upon thyself and what it is you want, you know, or don't, and try not to complain because no one's gonna listen.
Of vitamins. The weather is getting warmer. I'm so excited, and it is time to say goodbye to all those jackets and sweaters and hello to the shorts and t-shirts. I wanted to update my summer workout wardrobe for the long haul without, you know, spending a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and I am in love. Quince is your go-to place from everything from premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14 karat gold jewelry, and so much more. The best part of all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes those savings on to you. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes. I love that. Okay, I bought the dreamiest pair of workout leggings and a bright pink workout top to match. Honestly, ladies, I gotta tell you, these leggings you need. The price cannot be beat, and I feel like a million bucks wearing this cozy workout-friendly outfit. I've worn it for like 5 days straight. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/etm for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/etm to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/etm. Okay, friend, I want to know, what are your money goals this year? Are you saving to buy a house or maybe a wedding or a dream vacation to somewhere tropical? If that's you, please, please take me with you. Or maybe you want to just grow your emergency fund because, let's be real, life is expensive. I want to make sure you reach your goals, so you need Monarch. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. You can create custom budgets, track progress towards your financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm. Here's what I love. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. You can change the layout of your dashboard. You can go between light and dark mode. You can create custom budgets and notifications. You can set up all of these automatic rules for your transactions and notifications, and so much more. Monarch is obsessed with constantly improving their product. Get this. They release updates every 2 weeks, and they even allow customers to submit suggestions, vote on requested features, and view the product roadmap. This, my friend, is totally original. Plus, they will never sell your data to third party or show you ads. I think that's really important. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it is the top-rated personal finance app. And now, listeners of this show get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/etm.
That's MONARCHMONEY.com/ETM for your extended 30-day free trial. I'm sorry, but I have the best dog ever. Her name is Winnie Stardust. She is a mini golden mountain doodle, full of life, and I would do just about anything to keep her happy, healthy, and safe. Today's episode is sponsored by the ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program. Your pet is part of your family, and you want to do the best for them. But vet bills can really add up. We jokingly keep telling Winnie she needs to get a job to pay for her vet bill. That's why you should check out pet insurance. And with ASPCA Pet Health Insurance, you can focus on the care your pet deserves and cover what matters most. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program offers customized accident and illness plans, making it easier for pet parents like you to help your pet get the care they need. The ASPCA Pet Health Insurance Program has been around for over 18 years, and they've helped more than 600,000 pets during that time. They allow you to customize your plan, helping to ensure that your pet's plan is as unique as they are. Because vet bills can really add up, especially when you are least expecting it. It's simple. Use their app to submit a claim, and you'll receive reimbursement for eligible vet bills directly into your bank account. To explore coverage, visit aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. That's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. Again, that's aspcapetinsurance.com/ETM. This is a paid advertisement. Insurance is underwritten by either Independent American Insurance Company or United States Fire Insurance Company and produced by PTZ Insurance Agency Limited. The ASPCA is not an insurer, is not engaged in the business of insurance. I'm going to be real with you. Identity theft is on the rise, and you do not want to wake up one morning and discover that your bank account has been emptied, or you're overdue on credit cards you never even applied for. We talk about this often on the podcast, but you don't realize how much of your information is available to scammers on the internet and how susceptible you and your family are to identity theft and fraud. I know, it's scary. But now you can get your data removed with Delete Me. That's why I personally choose Delete Me. Delete Me is a subscription service that removes your personal information from the largest people search databases on the web, and in the process helps prevent potential ID theft, doxing, and phishing scams. I just started using Delete Me and I got my regular personalized privacy report. I was shocked what they found and removed. It was pages of information about me that I did not want online. Here's how it works. You sign up and provide Delete Me with exactly what information you want deleted, and their experts take it from there. I cannot tell you how relieved I felt to have Delete Me. And you know, it's also a great service for your parents or grandparents to help protect them from identity theft. Delete Me is not just a one-time service. Delete Me is always working for you, constantly monitoring and removing the personal information you do not want on the internet. Take control of your data and keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special price for my listeners. Today, get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use promo code ETM at checkout. The only way you get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and enter code ETM at checkout. joindeleteme.com/ETM. Go to joindeleteme.com/ETM and use code ETM for 20% off.
The end of the year is also a good time to really start thinking about, you know, employer benefit elections and some of those last minute retirement plan decisions that you can make. Talk a little bit about those types of decisions.
Absolutely. So, you know, here we are, and it's really tied to the tax planning concept. Obviously, you know, a lot of the benefits you may elect are going to help you from a cash flow standpoint and protection standpoint from the insurances and whatnot. But a lot of times, this is a great opportunity to do some year-end or year-beginning tax preparation. For example, you know, and of course, consult your tax advisor, all that good stuff. But, you know, whether it's putting money in flex accounts, whether it's topping off your 401k because you can afford to do that, and that money goes in tax deferred, and if you're making pre-tax contributions, you can save some money on taxes there. You know, you don't want to get this wrong, because you go into the next year, and if you did or you went about this, we went about planning this incorrectly, you're going to leave money on the table in the form of tax savings, or worse yet, you did not elect a benefit that you need, specifically around the insurance side of things. So it is very important to pay particular attention, not only for the sake of your wallet, but for the sake of protecting yourself and those that mean the most to you.
And what about those listeners that are self-employed, kind of running their own side hustle, if you will? What about retirement planning, kind of end of year planning for those?
Yeah, that window is closing, more quickly than ever right now. If you're interested in setting up specifically individual 401ks for your business, you have till the end of the year to do that. And furthermore, you have the end of the year to get your employee contributions into that plan. So, you know, with holidays always coming up late November into December, I would tell you to get going right now on that. If you're doing SEP IRAs, you have more time on your side in that you usually have till tax filing, even if extension. So that could go technically as far out as October 15th. But it's really for those 401k employee contributions that you need to have your eyes open on here as the year is coming to an end. I'm trying to think if there's other more time-sensitive ones for the self-employed person. Obviously, enrolling in a public option when those windows open. So that's an insurance standpoint. But yeah, maybe we can put on the site, you know, the key dates. Sorry to just create some work there for you. But,
not a problem.
Things to do before the year's out that you won't get to do for the self-employed persons.
Yeah, you know, and I've had a lot of questions about the difference between an FSA account and an HSA. Can you explain for us so that we can actually understand the difference between those two?
Typically are going to be linked to a different benefit. So let's do the HSA, a healthcare savings account. Typically associated with these high deductible, healthcare plans where you have the opportunity to defer a good chunk of your earnings, your pay into a pre-tax account to pay for just that, you know, to pay for the deductible and the type of qualified medical expenses you come across. And you can put more money in these HSAs. You know, money you put in there, again, is money you don't have to pay tax on when it comes to paying for costs of healthcare, including, you know, the deductible that you have to work on before coinsurance kicks in. And, you know, we can always break down these terms for you more too. The FSA has a couple flavors here. You have a flexible savings account where if your employer is offering not just healthcare benefits, but some other, you know, fringe benefits, whether it be transportation. These are a way to also defer parts of your income, your salary, typically at a lower limit than the HSA. But again, you can put money in there to help pay for costs associated with your care, with your health, as well as things like transportation. So these are great ways in respective capacities to save on the tax bill for things that you would be spending anyways. I would point out one thing though, does require you to have a pretty good understanding of what these expenses are going to look like in the following year. Because what you don't want to do is, overload them or underfund them. It basically could backfire on you a little bit. Like if you underfunded it, you're going to wish that you had put more in and saved money on taxes. Like you got your estimate wrong. And if you overfund them, I believe that HSAs, it's fine to go year, you roll over from year to year. But the FSA is, you know, kind of the more cushier one because it's a signal that you might have better health insurance. You do take a little bit of risk with the FSA. It's probably better to underfund than overfund. Move on. I love this because it forces you to really look at your expenses. And you and I, you know, Sean, are big, big fans of mastering cash flow and understand, you know, reconciling your budget against your cash flow and knowing what you're spending and how you're spending and changing behaviors relating to it. And this is a great way to kind of like look back over the year and like, okay, well, what did I spend on healthcare this year and figure out, well, you know, next year, am I going to have more or less expenses? It's a great way to get that estimate right.
Yeah. So moving on to a topic that kind of has a lot of people's ears tuned in right now, we're talking about tax planning, and end of the year is good time to think about that. And there's a whole lot of tax reform going on right now. And I don't think anybody really knows what to think of it. You know, they're hearing all sorts of different things out there, and we don't actually know what's going to happen at the end of the day.
Sometimes we're really kind of limited in what we can do. I know, you know, listen, I serve a, you know, a high tax, you know, New York City and surrounding, you know, market where all the time I have high earning, you know, individuals that are living in Manhattan and they're W-2 employees and they're like, what can I do to save on taxes? And I'm like, yeah, I'm kind of like a sad trombone, you know, like
not much.
And really, you know, don't. So I'd say the following, you know, if you can afford to, you know, obviously giving to charity could result in some tax savings through deductions. You know, don't have children and give to charity simply because you want a tax deduction. I don't think it works like that. You know, it's always good to be informed about, you know, taxes from the standpoint of, look, you have a baseline understanding. If you don't have the time in your life to really dive into it or do it yourself, that's what tax professionals are for. But, you know, circling back to the benefits, there's opportunities there. There's opportunities when it comes to employer-sponsored plans that you have. And again, it comes down to affordability. I love how I can always talk about something here and connect it back to, like, the fundamental principle, like goal priority, right? Like, you're not going to top off your 401k,
absolutely,
you know, by $2,000 at the end of the year when your number one priority is saving cash for a down payment, right? So, like, this is why I like going through, like, the more complex ones, because we can always circle back around and find our basis for making an informed decision around that. But anyways, back to taxes. Those are the things I look for at the end of the year. They're limited. Don't stress about what's coming down the pipe. If anything does from a tax reform standpoint, I already wrote about that and how nobody really knows anything. So don't get too excited. Don't get too bummed. Go with the information you have.
Yeah, that's awesome. So there's obviously a lot of things that you can be thinking about at the end of the year, but these are, again, things that you should be thinking about all throughout the year. You know, these are all good, you know, different money strategies and tips and ideas to think about. And because it is the end of the year and we're thinking about Christmas gifts, Hanukkah gifts, you know, office party gifts, whatever it may be. I do know a good read that people can pick up, the Millennial Money Fix.
Yeah, so you can pick this book up, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. You can go over to themillennialmoneyfix.com. So if you're into personal finance, if you're a millennial, if you're not a millennial, if you just want to have, you know, a fun, good, humorous read that will literally equip you with all the lessons in personal finance that you should have learned but didn't, boy, do we have the book for you. So, yeah, check it out. And, you know, Sean, if there's anything you want to talk about specifically about that, I'm game, but no pun intended. Edit all that out. Not good. No, just kidding. We're really happy to write it and hopefully impact some people through it.
I'm sure you can see why I love having Doug on the podcast. Coming up in the next year, we're going to focus more on having Doug on the podcast more regularly. He and I are going to bat around a different financial topic or question, and hopefully it will be entertaining. But at the very least, obviously educational, and you'll kind of get two different perspectives. We like to say the East Coast versus the West Coast, but it's all love with Doug and I. And so hopefully that'll be something for you to look forward to. But yeah, again, end of the year money checklist. You know, a lot of the things that we talked about on this episode are things that you can do any time of the year. It doesn't have to be the end of the year, but the end of the year, beginning of the year, it's a great time to think about getting your financial house in order and really focusing in on those goals that you want to achieve, right? That those are going to help direct your financial plan, direct the different decisions that you're going to make so that it's right for you, because it doesn't have to be right for anybody else but yourself. You can find Doug at bonafidewealth.com. I'll have a link in the show notes where you can head on over and follow him on social media and check out what he's up to. He is all over the place in the media. He writes some amazing articles, and so it's definitely worth following him and you know, seeing if you can learn a little bit from his expertise. He has an amazing wealth of expertise. As always, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Shauna Game. And if you love this podcast, do me a favor, share it with your friends, shout it out on social media, head on over to the link in the show notes and leave us a review.